Hiya, gang. This is Uncle Danny. We just had a great big Christmas dinner, and Auntie Jean and Grammy and Danny Bean and I are all sitting around, and before I start back for home, we gotta give you a little message. This one won't be quite like they give you in the church. First of all, I want to thank you all for your Christmas presents. We really enjoyed them. And as for Nancy's present, it took me a little while to figure that one out, and if Grammy hadn't helped me a little bit, I might not have figured it out yet. We had a bunch of friends over, and Auntie Jean brought the ingredients for some Irish coffee. So we made some Irish coffee, and it was so good that when Uncle Will called, Grammy didn't know who it was for the first minute. Can you imagine that? Uncle Will is her own brother. They made me carve the turkey, and they made me do it right at the table. And I want to tell you, that was a mess. It wouldn't have been so bad if they let me use the encyclopedia, but I had to do it all from memory. Now, the big trouble we've got here is that when the beans first came, we had a lot of nice snow, and they were all excited about it. And Danny Bean brought his skis, and after one day of snow, we got that nice, warm Chinook wind, and all the snow melted, and by the time old Danny got up to the ski slopes, all he got was rain and slush. And now he thinks that nobody in Washington really knows what snow really is. Well, I've got to get back to the downtown part of Seattle, because all those girls down there are waiting for me. So, as we say in the group, I'm going to bug out. I'll see you, gang, and thanks a million for all the presents. Bye.
Happy New Year, all you Myers. We've been trying to get you on the telephone, and your line is always busy. Are you talking all the time? Danny is packing the last of the goodies, and we're getting ready to go to the airport. They leave about 1 o'clock today. We really had a big Christmas. Starting the day before, we did all sorts of things and ate most of the time. I'm just wondering how Mark knew that I was keeping my telephone notes on an old envelope. I certainly can use that. And you tell Scott that was the only hanky that I got and how I needed it. Everybody has read Greg's poem, and we certainly thought his card was a masterpiece. And Nan, with the card table and the tallies and the place cards. And another friend sent me cards. We certainly can keep busy for some time to come, but you'd never guess how we've been using that card table. That Dan Bean has been taking us at Pinochle every single night, and it's the cutthroat kind, and it just is no fun for the rest of us. I'm going to let Danny and Jean talk to you because they won't have a chance to talk after this next half hour. So they can talk, and then I'll finish up when I come home.
Hello back there. This is Danny Bean. Hope you guys have some snow back there, unlike here, where they try and pass off mud for skiing on. Had a real nice Christmas, except for it's rained the whole time, which is okay for Seattle, but on the ski slopes, it's ferocious. Your grandmother has been completely terrified of this new tape recorder. When she first turned on the mic, she looked at it like it might bite her. She holds it about 5 feet away from her and completely afraid of it. She'll get used to it in a little while. Hope you guys keep a good correspondence with the new tape recorder she has. I have to finish packing the car, and I'll let Mom talk now. Goodbye.
Hi, everybody. I think both your Grammy and I are absolutely terrified of this thing. I get tongue-tied the minute it starts going. I think it's the greatest idea, but I wish I could only remember what I was going to say once this microphone stares back at me. Well, anyway, we've had a grand Christmas. Pat, we have carefully packed the cranberry bread without ever cutting a bit of it. seems to me we're taking home more goodies that we haven't shared, and yet all we've done is eat the whole time. Ask your mother about the cherry bomb, or maybe you know about it, but boy, is it good. And what's more, to begin with, your mother had ordered snow. And snow we got, and it was just the greatest, and it was beautiful, and I hiked down into the corner in it, and am I glad. Because no more than a half an hour or an hour after I got back, and here it was evening when it should have been getting colder, it started to thaw. And everything began to drip, 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 and by the next morning there was very little snow left. That was the morning Danny went skiing up to Snoqualmie. And I had trouble imagining it not being cold up there, but the same thing was happening there that was happening here. And so it was wet and miserable, and he doesn't think much of Washington skiing as of this experience, having brought his skis up with him with great ideas of doing a lot of skiing. Well, old dears, time's moving on. That clock's going around, and we're going to have to leave pretty soon for the airport. I always get a little jittery and seem to feel that I have to have more time than I probably really need. But the idea of being left behind when the plane is gone is just something that would scare me to death. Well, Happy New Year to all the Myerses, and just maybe this year we'll get the chance to see you either up there or down at our house. We've got the place to put you, so maybe you'll get there, huh? Bye.
Danny came over shortly after noon on Christmas Eve day. Jane was having open house for Judy and her in-laws. But Ginny, George, David, and Mrs. Clark came, and we visited for most of the afternoon. So we went in the evening after dinner. Then the next day, Judy's in-laws came over and had Irish coffee with us. That was Jean's concoction, and it was good. Scott called last night. We were in the process of fixing a roast on the rotisserie, and it was really good. So you'll have to come over and try it. This recorder is Danny's gift, as you probably realize. He had the cleverest prologue to it, or Christmas card, and I'll send it along some of these days. We're anxious to hear all about your Christmas. I imagine it was a fun and a wild one. Did Uncle Pat Myers get you on Christmas? He had been trying all day, and he called here in desperation quite late Christmas evening. We're going to mail this, even though it may not be quite finished, because we want you to get it over before the weekend, if possible. I have a pretty...